this is a history of follow-up visit. Name of the patient, Sadiq Smile, S-A-D-E-Q-I-S-M-A-I-L. Sadiq Smile, date of birth is 1/15/2005, date of accident 8/2021, date of service 25/2022. History of presenting illness. The patient reports that he's suffering from pain in the neck and the lower back for last 1 month. Reports no other accident or another tragedy. His pain in the right wrist is now completely open, but he also has severe pain in the left knee. It is causing him difficulty in walking or going upstairs or downstairs. And knee pain is constant. He reports that he is able to go to school pretty all right. A meniscus tear was believed to have been causing issues of pain in the left knee. And the wrist pain is now completely gone, cured on the right wrist with the treatment. This patient has been a non-compliant patient. He misses his appointment. Missed one appointment on 10/21 and 11/14. However, it appears that the patient has done some therapy 3 times per week at his choice place, and he has never been found disabled to any issue. The post pain level in knee is between 6 and 7. He reports that he has a relief of 50% in the overall pain, especially the wrist. In the ADL, patient reports that there is a walking ability and enjoyment of life are 10, scale of 1 to 10. General activity and work is 9, mood is 8, sleep is 7. ADLs are like that, and then system review in neurology and psych patient denies any problem in the headache, dizziness, vertigo, vision problems, balance from memory problems, focus problems, none of them, no anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain numbness patient, has pain in the left knee only. In the GI, and no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the urinary, or any difficulty swallowing or blood in the stool. In the GU, there is no incontinence of urine, frequency for urination or blood in the urine. In respirator, no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that his pain level remains the same, especially in the left knee, but the right wrist is now completely better. And he's requesting a MRI to find out if there is further damage. In the, there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, patient reports none. Compliance, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication. Blood pressure, physical examination, pressure is 100 24, pulse is 69 and temperature 26.1, pulse ox is 100. The physical examination is identical to the previous visit of 12-16-2021, dictation number 1218-028. Make sure that the left knee has the findings to discuss. Follows. In the left knee, on inspection, is appears to be completely normal. And the patient points, on palpation, there is some tenderness of the superior patellar and inferior patellar ligament. And no swelling or heat and cold, no crepitous grinding noise, popping noise. Range of motion is completely normal. The collateral ligaments are slightly tender, especially the lateral collateral ligament. Motor power is 5/5. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer sign is absent. McMurray Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension is positive. Diagnosis remains the same, and plan of care is to order an MRI for the left knee to identify a meniscus tear. We refer to M1 imaging. Physical therapy 2 times per week, focusing only on the knee. No disability is ordered. The patient was brought by a case management, but I do not believe that there is a case management will be required. It is being cancelled. Only transportation has been ordered. Thank you.